Welcome back to A Fresh Story, the podcast where we have conversations about brave decisions to start over again. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Olivia, and we're so glad you're here today.
Hello, 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 sister. How are you?
I am okay. How are you?
I'm okay. This is a good conversation. I'm excited. We finally found some time to sit down and do some podcast housekeeping.
Little housekeeping.
So if anybody's
been following, I also have to do around my actual house.
Right. Well, so speaking of that, actually, your actual house, mm-hmm. we have had both individually and together. It's been a very transformative, I would say, since May. Right. Since May-ish. I mean,
yeah,
since really,
I mean, really, yeah, since May,
1987. Yeah. But I think that since May, it's been a very transformative. We've had, it was a long summer, but we had some exciting things kind of fall into our lap that we're working on.
You want to say like top three things that changed in your life in the last 6 months?
Well, I chopped my hair off, which I would say is transformative.
Super transformative.
We,
she just keeps going shorter and shorter.
I do.
It looks so cute.
We signed with a literary agent, which is a dream come true, which we are working on a book proposal. And, you know, I think that one of the bigger transformative things is I started subconscious reprogramming with Julie. So I am doing.
Also, you became an NLP
practitioner. Oh, yeah. That too. I became a life coach.
I was waiting for you.
Oh, sorry. I graduated Anchored with Julie. Yeah. And I'm officially a certified life and success coach, hypnotherapist, clinical hypnotherapist, tapping expert, and neurolinguistic practitioner.
And you worked really hard for that. And I want to say
I did.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I did. And you know what? I say this, and I've said this to Julie, so I will say this at the podcast. I did not know what I was signing up for. This was, and I think it was almost 2 years ago I signed up now for Anchored when she launched.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what NLP was. I had no idea what hypnosis was. I had no idea about any of it. It is a lot of work, right? So it's not just life coaching. This is subconscious reprogramming ethically, right? Mm-hmm. We learned a lot about the ethics of holding space for people and all of these things. And it was really important to me, as I have people who DM me and come to me. I have so many people who come to me for support, and I wanted to make sure I could ethically support them.
Yeah.
And so responsibly,
like the nature of our work brings people to you. And you responded to that by being like, I got to go get the tools appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. And so I did this program with Julie Costa. She is launching her second cohort in January. So if anybody's interested, it was transformative, truly transformative. But NLP and hypnotherapy and all that, it really has to do so much with language. And you are reprogramming your subconscious thoughts using language. And it's so cool. It's just amazing. And so we're launching our first cohort at Fresh Starts called The Ambitious Woman, which is 10 women. And I'm going to be working one-on-one with them and in a group setting to reprogram their subconscious for success and to kick imposter syndrome and empower them. So I eventually will be opening up for one-on-one, but I'm also working with Julie myself as a client, and I'm working with Julie on some cool events coming up too. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, it's been a really transformative 6 months for me. What about for you? Anything happened in your life in the last 6 months?
Cut off my hair.
You did. We have both our shorties now.
Yeah, we both have short. We're shorties with short hair. I moved to Scotland.
Yes.
Permanently.
Permanently.
And I got married.
Yeah.
Which we have the first Fresh Starts husband now.
Yes.
And he's actually appropriately wearing a Fresh Starts shirt today. So he's the Fresh Starts husband.
He's the first. So what are they like?
He's the first.
He's like Doug. Right. The first. He's like, yeah. Yeah,
it's been a lot. You know, Olivia and I have done this long distance sisterhood before.
Yeah.
So we're good with this. And, you know, I think it's a question people ask us a lot, but we just spend a lot of time hanging out in Zoom rooms during the day.
We do. We keep Zoom on pretty much all day.
Mm-hmm. And
except when someone sneezes, which has really saved our relationship.
She means her sneezing and me hearing it because I have a lot of chewing. Sensory issues. It's been big. You know, and then trying to find a place here has been a permanent place here has been a doozy. So it's been a beautiful, transformative couple of months for us. Not couple. We both use that word wrong. Number of months for us. Mm-hmm. And I think as we evolve, our company evolves and the output and the support that we bring to our community evolves. And this sort of goes into the housekeeping that we have to do, which is the evolution of the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. The podcast has been so amazing. We tell everybody the more than anything we've done in our company, the podcast has brought in opportunities and people that we adore and love and have helped change us. Mm-hmm. But the way that we're approaching the podcast has evolved, and the way that we found ourselves responding to the needs of people who need support through the podcast has evolved. So we will be shifting our model slightly to shorter seasons, 10 episode seasons with breaks in between, and really focusing more on topics, right? And sharing certain topics.
It allows us to tell stories in a different way, and it allows us to amplify voices sort of in this compounded way, which makes them louder. And it allows us to focus on sort of little things, little stories, and bring 10 episodes to them at a time. You will not be getting any less episodes. Olivia is still a maniac when it comes to editing and producing. We're just going to be doing more seasons, but shorter seasons.
And we're bringing in a lot more experts, which I'm really excited about. So our own experts, experts from the outside, because we want to both tell the stories, share the, do all of our interviews, which we love doing, but also really like have that expert perspective as well. So I think you're going to love it. And that being said, the first season that we're doing is going to be launching this October. It is a 10 episode season, as we said. And October, for anybody that doesn't know, is pregnancy and infant loss awareness month. And while I have not lost a child, and you know, we have not experienced that ourselves, we have many, many friends and family who have, whether it's miscarriage, whether it is midway through the pregnancy, whether it is a stillbirth, whether it's a few days after birth. And we seem to have been surrounded lately with stories and people who are going through this and experiencing these truly hellish moments, that we decided, you know, we never shy away at Fresh Starts from talking about the hard stuff.
No.
And what we believe, right, that shame dies when stories are told in safe places, as the quote says. So we actually had a past podcast guest, Anna Burgess Yang, who I was doing her show notes, you know, a year ago for her episode. And I noticed that she had lost two daughters, and she hadn't talked about that on the episode with us. And so I invited her to come back on to talk about her loss, and she did. And from that episode and that conversation, Jenny and I were like, we're onto something here. These stories need to be told, right? They need to be told. Yep. We also wanted to get experts for mental health to come in and talk about topics like how common is miscarriage and why are we not talking about it? And, you know, I, as an interviewer, you know, had really wanted to share the hard moments in these people's stories, because they're sharing their stories so other people can get the support from them. So these 10 episodes are going to really showcase very difficult life moments in losing your child. And these women were so brave and vulnerable, and I just appreciated their stories, and I'm so grateful for them. So that being said, we are showcasing all aspects of pregnancy and infant loss awareness, starting, you know, with miscarriage, how common miscarriage is, talking about that, talking to women who have lost babies and children at all different stages, and their words of wisdom for other people who are experiencing this was so profound. So, you know, as with everything we always say, these are difficult conversations. If you cannot handle them at that time because of anything that's going on with your own lived experience, that's okay. We hold space for that as well. And just know that we're always here to support you. So this October, we will be releasing all 10 episodes. I encourage you to just listen with an open heart. And if you know somebody that's going, you know, experiencing pregnancy or infant loss, please share them, because what I learned from hearing all these women's stories was that the reason that they are so open with sharing their stories is so people don't feel alone. And that's really our mission here at Fresh Starts. And so I'm just really honored that we were the safe place that they felt that they could come share. Thank you for listening to today's story. We're always here and we're proud of you.
A Fresh Story is produced by Fresh Starts Registry, the first and only platform for everything you need to begin again. You can read the show notes and learn more about today's episode at afreshstory.com.